Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for being part of my day. My pleasure as always. Very excited about having our good friend Barbara Weltman back on the show, folks. Barbara is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We're going to celebrate her 14th anniversary today. She's the author of J.K. Lasher Small Business Taxes 2012, but also 2011 and also 2010 and 9 and all the way back to, I think, what, 1814? Was that about right, Barbara?
No,
she's not that old, folks, but she's been doing it a long time and the best in the business, too. Barbara, welcome back.
Thanks so much, and congratulations on the anniversary.
Oh, yeah, exactly. No, I'm, and I know that this is one of the things that your mother tells her friends, is, you know, instead of all the other great things that you've done. I know she's so excited about the fact that you're a founding member of our Brain Trust, and so we're glad we were able to do that for you, Barbara. Hey Barb, one of the things I want to make sure we talk about is next week, on the 15th of March, is the day that your corporate tax return needs to be filed. And what is, and hold off on the extensions for a second, and then what is the other thing that needs to be filed on March 15th?
Well, March 15th is the deadline. If you are on the calendar year and you're a C or an S corporation,
right,
you have to get your 2011 income tax return in.
But not LLCs or partnerships?
No. LLCs, right, and partnerships have till April 17th.
Just corps. C's and S's. But if you're not ready, don't get your knickers in a twist. You got some things you can do, right, Barb?
That's right. You can ask for an automatic 6-month extension. You don't have to give a reason. All you have to do is file the form 7004.
Automatic.
Right.
Automatic approval.
That's right. You just have to file it on time.
They won't even be mad. They won't wink. They won't nudge. They won't smirk. They won't furrow their brow.
And it won't increase your chances of being audited.
They won't even know. Folks, basically only the computer will know. Don't get worked up about it.
Yeah,
go ahead.
That's absolutely true.
Go ahead.
And, that's a great opportunity. If for any reason your return preparer you just don't have the information ready, that's what you should do.
Even if it's going to be ready on the 16th. Don't worry about it. File an extension and file your return the next day.
Precisely.
But there are some reasons to wait, too, aren't there? I mean, there's some advantages to put it off a little bit, right? Because especially if you're an S-Corp, it gives you some time to do some planning for – doesn't it give you time to do a little planning for your personal return?
Well, you do need to have the information for your personal return.
Right.
You do need to get that. For an S corporation, not only do you have to file your return, but you also have to give to each shareholder a Schedule K-1. And you can't complete your individual return as a shareholder unless you get that Schedule K-1.
Right. That's exactly
so
right.
You are looking forward to that.
So tell
another thing that you can do by March 15th is, let's say you've been a C corporation and now you want to become an S corporation. The deadline for being an S corporation for all of 2012 is March 15th.
So yeah, that's to establish yourself as an S corp in the year 2012 for 2012.
Right, it goes back
tax purposes
to the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So folks, that's another deadline there. All right, so Barb, tell them how they can get that extension done.
The extension is on Form 7004, and it's available IRS website, but also your tax return preparer is going to have that readily available.
But if
you,
but if
no signatures required,
but you could go do that yourself. I mean, that's something that wouldn't be hard to do for somebody, just a regular layperson, not even a tax preparer.
Oh,
right?
Exactly. Yeah.
40 What? What's in that? What's it? What's the form?
7004
7004 Can they type 7004 in the IRS's search engine and find that form?
Oh, just Google 70 IRS form 7004
There you go, folks. And fill it out. It takes about, what did it take them, about 30 seconds to fill it out?
30 seconds max. Or just be sure to check the appropriate code for the whether you're a C corporation or an S corporation.
Right, and you have to sign it?
Nope.
Don't even have to sign it,
no
folks.
No signatures.
And
nope.
And do you file it electronically or do you have to mail it?
You can file electronically, absolutely.
Folks, you can do the whole thing in a minute.
Yeah, absolutely. The only thing to be sure is to check what you have to do on the state level.
Right. But
if you have to file a separate form or if filing the federal extension automatically gives you more time in your state.
All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about what do you do if you owe money. And we'll get Barbara to help us. That's 20 till Barbara Weltman and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassing again. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.